hello there. What a very special joy to welcome you into the living room to enjoy a special time of family devotions at Home Sweet Home. I'm sure that you're not going to want to miss one moment of this visit because we're going to be talking about some things that will affect all of us. Are you having any storms at your house? It almost seems a foolish question because I don't imagine there's a family represented here in the living room that is not going through some difficult times, maybe loss of jobs, maybe financial problems, illness. There are broken homes. There are just so many storms that each family is going through. And we're going to be thinking about the storms of life and how Jesus Christ can be our help in times like these. Actually, our world has never been the same and will never be the same since the terrible storm of 9/11/2001. But storms have continued to happen, and they do continue with wars and killings. So we're glad that you're here, and we pray that the music and the scripture will be of help and inspiration.
The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Is a rock in the weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in the weary land.
David the psalmist found the Lord able for the storms of life. And over again, as we read through the Psalms, we find him saying that in spite of the storms of life, there is a shelter. And that shelter was the Lord himself. For instance, in Psalm 27, let's just skim a few of these Psalms.
All right, here's some extra Bibles.
Here in Psalm 27, verse 5, "For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." Verse 13, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Notice, for the psalmist, God was not only the sheltering rock, but he was his strength in the midst of the storm, too. Leafing across the pages, we come to Psalm 31. Verse 2, we read, O God, be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Psalm 32, we find the psalmist saying, Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. All of this in the midst of the storm, finding in God that security that cannot be found anywhere else. Psalm 34, This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. So when the storms come, how good to know the shelter in the time of storm.
Oh, sometimes the shadows are deep, and rough seems the path to the goal, and sorrow sometimes while they sweep, like tempest down over the soul. Oh, then to the rock let me fly, to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, then to the rock let me fly, to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, sometimes I'll seems the day
is a refuge, there is a rock, there is a shelter.
Oh, near to the rock let me keep. If blessings or sorrows prevail, or climbing the mountain way steep, or walking the shadow we veil, oh, then to the rock let me fly, to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, then to the rock let me fly, to the rock that is higher than I.
Thank you, Quartet, for singing that great song together. A few moments ago, as I was playing some of the sound effects of wind and thunder to give us some feeling of the desperate condition one feels in the midst of a storm, I was remembering that many, many people who were in that terrible tornado of May 31st, 1985, here in western Pennsylvania, northwestern Pennsylvania.
And Ohio.
And eastern, northeastern Ohio. They told that the coming of the tornado was like the sound of a rumbling freight train.
Isn't that something?
That just came closer and closer and closer. Well, maybe life is like a rumbling freight train to someone right now.
And the amazing thing is the suddenness with which it came,
right.
Also. Totally, you know, unaware, and suddenly the sound was there. And many of them said that within 60 seconds or 90 seconds, everything was gone. And that's how life is, so many times totally unexpected.
Yes.
All of life crashes in upon you.
Maybe this very week that has happened to you, totally unexpected. You have heard the rumbling of a storm and it came closer and closer and shattered all the hopes of your family. Maybe financial ruin has come unexpectedly. Maybe you've received terrible word from the doctor's office. Maybe that dread word cancer has been heard at your house with a new meaning this week because a dear loved one in your family has been told that he or she has cancer. Maybe you have received word that it's almost impossible to do surgery or to give chemotherapy. The storms of life have come, but I want you to know that even in the midst of the storm, God's grace is sufficient for you.
Maybe for someone, Bert, they heard this week that the job which they have had for 25 years,
right,
the factory is going to close, or the business in which you're involved is closing, and you wonder, what do I do now? How do I replace my home, and how do I start all over again? What do I do with my family?
Only one thing you can do, and that is to trust the Lord as never before. Here in Psalm 107, we find the psalmist once again talking about the storms that come. Beginning with verse 21, we read, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heavens, they go down to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." In this passage of Scripture, There are some verses that give very special meaning to all of us in the midst of the storms of life. Verses that may help someone in a very special way right now as you are going through those storms of life. Perhaps you have not been in tornado country, and perhaps you have not endured a hurricane. And yet the storms of life that have come your way even recently are the tornadoes of life and the hurricanes of life, and you've been hit by them and the damage has been real. Well, here are some thoughts about the storm based on Psalm 107. First, I would remind you that as the psalmist viewed the storms of life, he realized that God commands the storm. Psalm 107, verse 25, words that I just read to you, we read, "For he, God, commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind." For he commands the storm. Now, of course, man often calls it nature. Nature brought the storm. But to the psalmist who believed in God, the Creator, you see, it was very real to him that God commands the storm. And it is important for us to realize that the storms of God are so far greater than any technical storms that man can create, that we have to bow in submission to the God of the storm. Nahum 1:3 we read, "The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm." Now this may not fit into modern thinking, and it may not fit into modern theology, and it may not be part of modern theories, but the Word of God makes it clear that God does command the storms. He's the creator of the world. He's the sustainer of nature. He is in command of nature. People often say, "Oh, I sure have learned to respect nature." But I say, why not learn to respect Him who made nature? Man can sometimes see the storm coming, but he doesn't do a very good job of stopping that storm. Man can analyze the storm after it comes. Man can see the results, but man still cannot determine where the storm came from or how it came or why it went in a certain direction. And certainly man cannot stop the storm. But sooner or later, you and I, in the midst of the storms of life, must realize that God does command the storm. I'm not meaning to say that God brings the storm. I am not meaning to say, why did God bring that storm to me? I'm only saying that we live in a world of law and order. We live in a world where there are certain physical laws in effect. And the storms do come, and God commands the storm. But then second, I would remind you that as we study this scripture of Psalm 107, we read not only that God commands the storm, but we read that man cries in the midst of the storm. Verse 20, here it is. "Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble." And so it is that in the storms of life, man cries in the storm. Psalm 107:24. Many people who never think of God at any other time suddenly cry to God in the storm. It was in the midst of a storm that Albert Haymalot was piloting his plane, and in the midst of that storm, the music came to him for Malott's Lord's Prayer. Many men have found foxhole religion in the midst of a battle. I remember a friend, Ken Clark, who was a pilot in World War II, was in the midst of a terrible storm in the midst of the Alps, and he realized he was going down, down, down in the midst of World War II, and he called on God in the midst of the storm.
It's said, Bert, that in some schools today, where, of course, prayer for so long has not been permitted, there's a sign that says, "In the case of a bomb attack, prayer will be permitted in this school."
Mm.
Well, in the storm, we want to cry out for God.
Very, very true. Man cries in the storm.
As soon as there is an assassination or some tragedy in the nation, immediately we call for prayer for people to get on their knees before God.
I'm thinking back in the year 1963, the Supreme Court ruling had gone into effect that there would be no prayer in the public school, but by November of 63, when President Kennedy had been assassinated, all people right. turned to God in prayer, and Adlai Stevenson was heard to say in one of his messages at that time, there's only one place to turn, and that is to God. Yes, in the storm, men cry. Some men cry against the storm. Some men cry with their questions. Some men cry against God. Some men cry with their doubts. Some men cry for help. Some men cry in their dependence. But one thing is sure, in the midst of the storm, man cries. Why not look to God in the midst of the storm? Allow that storm to draw you close to Him, closer than you've ever been before. Ruth, sing it.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind, in the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me.
God commands the storm and man cries in the storm. But a third thought from Psalm 107, it's this. God calms the storm. For we read in Psalm 107, 29, that God bringeth them out of their distresses, and he maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. I guarantee you, my friend, no matter what the storm you've been called upon to go through this week, there is a calm that only God can give. There is a peace even in the midst of the storm that you can have. Isaiah 25:4 says that God is a refuge from the storm. And Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And I can give you no better suggestion in the midst of the storm than that. You trust in the Lord. Find his peace, his perfect peace. Once again, I would remind you that man can analyze the storm, but man cannot calm the storm. Only God can calm the storm. He can calm the storm itself. He can give you calm in the midst of the storm. And he can give you a calm peace that will enable you to withstand the storm, if you'll turn to God.
From every stormy wind that blows, from every swelling tide of woes, there is a calm.
when they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses, he maketh the storm a calm. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
What a very special joy it has been to have you stop by and visit at Home Sweet Home and to share this special time of family devotions. Our prayer is that as we have shared the music and the thoughts and the scripture with you, that all of this has been used by God and will be used by God to help you in your Christian life. As I mentioned at the beginning of the visit, it seems like every family is going through such difficult times, storms like we've never faced before. There's unemployment, there are job layoffs, there's illness, there's death, there are runaway children, just on and on. The list could be many serious illnesses. But how wonderful to know that we have a refuge from the storms of life, and that can be found in our Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks so much for stopping by to visit. Don't forget to take time and write and let us know that the visits are a blessing and a help to you.